This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Sa ating barangay New Zealand na napapakinggan dito po sa Free FM 89.0 dito po sa Hamilton and streaming po sa www.freefm.org.nz. Ako po inyong Kuya Rene, inyong Direk Rene, nagbubati po sa inyo ng magandang gabi at sana po ay nasa mabuting kalusugan at kalalagyan po kayo. Sa gabing ito ay nais kong mag-shoutout dito po sa mag-asawa. I think they are bago lamang sila dito sa Aotearoa, New Zealand, lalo-lalo na dyan sa Hamilton, si John Saligumba at ang kanyang misis, at meron silang toddler na kasama, no? At sila ay taga Mindanao. Si John ay dating isang mamahayag, no? He's a journalist, at ang kanyang asawa ay isang professor sa UP Mindanao, at ngayon po ay isang PhD student dyan po sa University of Waikato. Kaya welcome sa Aotearoa, New Zealand, John and family, at welcome na rin dito sa ating Barangay New Zealand program, at hopefully magkikita-kita tayo sa nalalapit na Independence Day sa Auckland. Kaya tune in po kayo dito po sa ating Barangay New Zealand tuwing araw po ng Huwebes, alas 8 ng gabi. Ako po muli ang inyong kaibigan sa Papawin, ng inyong Kuya Rene, inyong Direk Rene. Maraming salamat. Thank you, take care, and God bless.
Ito po si Cardinal Chito Tagle ng Manila. Kape at pandasal na po tayo. Pagdasalan natin, mabisang pagkain ang salita ng Diyos. Isa sa pangarap nating lahat ang mawala na sana ang kagutuman sa mundo. Malaking iskandalo ang pagkamatay ng marami, lalo na ng mga bata, dahil sa kakulangan ng pagkain. Nananawagan po tayo sa mga nasa gobyerno at mga organisasyon na paigtingin ang agrikultura at ang pamamahagi ng pagkain sa buong mundo. Subalit sinabi sa lumang tipan at inulit naman ni Jesus, hindi lamang sa tinapay nabubuhay ang tao, kundi sa bawat salitang namumutawi sa labi ng Diyos. Ang paghahatid natin ng pagkain sa mga tao ay dapat sabayan ng pagbibigay ng isa pang pagkain na ang dulot ay buhay na ganap at kasiyasiya, ang salita ng Diyos. Kailangan natin para mabuhay ng tunay ang mga sumusunod na sustansya. Kahulugan sa buhay, wastong pakikitungo sa kapwa, pagkilatis ng mabuti sa masama, paggalang sa tao, buhay na kalikasan, kultura ng katotohanan at katarungan, kapayapaang bunga ng pag-ibig. Ito ang kinakain natin kapag tinatanggap ang salita ng Diyos. O Diyos, magsalita ka. Narito kaming handang pagsaluhan ang salita mong nagbibigay buhay. Amen.
sa lupa at langit. Ang pangalan ng Panginoon.
Welcome back mga kabarangay dito po sa ating barangay New Zealand na napapanood po sa PSTV Plus YouTube channel. Ako po inyong kaibigan sa Impapawid, Kuya Rene, Direk Rene. Welcome ko po kayo. Sa gabing ito ay may makakapanayam na naman tayo. Siya po isang creative, no? Ibig sabihin, ang kanyang mga ginagawa ay something to do with the arts, with music, with film, with acting, ano? So, huwag na natin patagalin pa dahil napaka-interesting ang ating mga kapanayam, si Miss Mia. Okay, si Mia. Yan. Hi, Mia. Good evening.
Hi. Good evening po.
Kumusta ka na? How are you?
Okay naman po. Kayo?
Oh, okay naman. Nice to have you on board. I met Mia a couple of months ago, siguro mga October, November yata yon, when I watched advanced screening of a short film by a student from the University of Auckland, yung Intindi, and Mia played the part of the mom, no? Ikaw yung mom. And so, nakilala ko siya. Sabi ko, gusto kong siya ma-interview sa ating podcast kasi aside from acting, meron siyang mga iba pang mga ganap na ginagawa. So, Mia, just to put into context, taga saan ka sa Philippines?
I was born sa San Miguel, Manila.
Mm-hmm.
I was born there and then, pero we moved to New Zealand when I was, 9 years old.
9 years old, okay. So yung San Miguel, yun yung malapit sa Malacanang, di ba?
Malapit po sa Malacanang,
yeah. Oo, Malacanang, no? So, do you still recall your early years nung nasa Manila ka? Anong yung parang very vivid sa memory mo?
I think yung mga going to school there sa La Consolacion College.
Sa La Consolacion.
Sa La Consolacion College and then malapit lang kami din sa simbahan sa San Miguel Church tsaka Quiapo, tsaka all the surroundings there, tsaka yung mga I had cousins sa Casimiro and sort of we also went to Pampanga a lot because my mom was from there. So yung mga early memories doon.
Okay. So mom was from Pampanga. Taga saan naman si dad mo? Taga saan?
Sa Leyte.
Oh, okay. Have you been to Leyte also?
I never got to go there. Not yet.
Okay. Yeah. So when nung 9 years old ka, lumipad na kayo ng New Zealand. So how difficult or how easy was it for you to adjust coming here to Aotearoa?
I think kasi I was only 9 years old, it was probably easier for me than my older siblings kasi I was just straight to school and I guess just assimilating to the school.
Okay. Yeah. And you settled in Auckland na or ibang part ng New Zealand?
No, we actually settled in Kaikohe, which is up in Northland, malapit sa like Bay of Islands.
Oh yes, yeah. Oh, oh.
Yeah. We were there for a bit and then moved to Auckland in I think mga 2000, something like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So your early years was in Kaikohe. I think it's a beautiful part of. I haven't been there, but I've heard of yung scenery, yung lugar, di ba doon sa Kaikohe. And so, when you moved to Auckland, high school ka na? Dito ka na?
Yes, high school in Auckland, yes. My well, last year of high school. I went to Avondale College for my last year.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Avondale, and then you went to university, na nag-uni ka dito sa Auckland?
Apa, Auckland Uni. Pero oh, I didn't study music at Auckland Uni. So yeah, music came a bit later. I actually studied engineering at Auckland Uni and did that for a little bit, well, for quite a while until just, I suppose, mga 5 years ago, six, mm-hmm. maybe 10 years ago, I was like, I've always liked music, but I've never, I guess, pursued it properly. Mm-hmm. So that was, yeah, I think, mga 2021. Well, actually, no, 2017, I went back to school to Mainz Music. It's like the Music Institute of New Zealand, and I did a year mm-hmm. of studying songwriting. And I did that for a year. And then, in 2021, 22, I started doing a bit more music and released my first single in 2023. So, yeah, it's been sort of a long journey to get here, but yeah.
And so, your music is it's a passion, no? What type of music do you play? Do you sing? You compose? Anong klase?
I think it's largely based on I would say it's like dramatic pop. It's still like it's got like the catchy pop choruses, I suppose, that I'm mm-hmm. that I've grown up listening to, but I guess it's got a bit of me in it and my emotions in it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a lot of I suppose a lot of the songs have piano in it, and because I mostly write on a piano and start off there, and then the song progresses from there. So a lot of my songs are piano based, and then different instruments are, I guess, layered mm-hmm. on top of the main piano theme. Yeah.
Wow. Which comes first, the melody or the lyrics, sayo?
It depends.
Okay.
I think sometimes, like, if I don't have, I guess, if I'm in front of the piano, then it'll, mm-hmm. the melody will come first from the piano. But if I'm not at an instrument, I'm thinking thoughts, I have a lot of just random verses in my notes app and my on my phone or I'm writing things down. So then, yeah, sometimes it comes from lyrics. Yeah, sometimes the lyrics come first, and then the melody comes, and then other times, yeah, it just depends. But I think, actually, more often the lyrics come first these days, I think, because mm-hmm. there's like so many things on my mind, and I'm like, and then I write it down, and then
mm-hmm.
and then based on that, then the melody or the music will come. Yeah.
Mia, do you, aside from the piano, do you also play any other musical instrument?
I also play guitar, and I sing, but yeah, those are the main 2-3 instruments. Yeah.
Okay, so when you compose and then you record it, mm-hmm. and then it's recorded, and then someone will mix it, are you also part of that process, yung creative process, no? Or you have someone who will do the mixing, you have a producer for that?
Yeah.
Anong kwento doon?
Yeah, so actually I collaborate a lot with my producer, and she helps me a lot in, even like forming the songs and adding mm-hmm. the instrumentation, and she does all of the mixing. So yeah, my producer is Clarissa Chai. We met through Women About Sound, and so we do a lot of work together. And she does mm-hmm. most of the mixing and like the production, which I'm also learning from her now too. And then we normally will get someone else to master it, just a different set of ears as well to, you know, to listen and get their input into it. So it's quite a collaborative thing, like, and it's nice to get other people to play on the track sometimes, you know, like a drummer or a bass player or some, you know, something else,
Like session musicians, no?
One of my tracks, it was nice to also have like a violin player to, you know, just play on top of the main orchestra. Like all the other bits were programmed in like the orchestral stuff, but it was nice to just have like a top line of violin so that it cuts through and it just sounds quite good with it all.
And all of your music is streamed on Spotify. That's where they can listen.
Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music, any of those. Yeah, on most streaming platforms it's on.
And you have an Instagram account. So this one, the Instagram account is MissMia_sings. That's where you talk about your music, they get links to your releases of your songs. Mga ilan na yung music mo, Mia? Estimate lang, ilan na yung...
I've got 10 singles out. So last year I also did like a collaborative live recorded EP with Something They Call Myth, which is my producer's project, and Amelia. So we did a 4-track EP as well. So that's also on my Spotify. And then on my YouTube, I've got music videos as well. So I think I've got about six music videos. it's on there. Yeah, that's what the filming of the music videos was sort of where I sort of first started thinking about acting as well. I was like, oh, this is kind of fun. Like, that's sort of where I guess it all kind of, but it progresses from one creative medium to another just by experiencing one thing leads to something else.
So you have music videos, you have your music tracks. Has there been a point wherein your song was used in a film, or someone is thinking of using it for a film?
Last year I worked with a guy called PK, who he's a YouTuber, content creator, and he's been doing independent films, his own films, for years, and he asked me to write a song for last year's film. So I wrote a song for that one, which I just released actually on my own, as Ms. Mia, in January. So yeah, that was on his film, which was called Ryder Austin and Scarlett Austin, which you can find on his YouTube channel. Yeah, so that was that. Yeah, I wrote a song called I'll Be Your Son, and it's called Scarlett's Song, and it was for that. Yeah, for that movie, which was it? I think he screened it at Rialto in Newmarket. Which was really cool. And then it's on YouTube. Yeah.
Did you also act in the movie, or it was just your song?
No, just my song.
What other acting, acting jobs have you been doing aside from Intindi? Yung napanood ko.
Yeah, I did last. So last year was quite a big year for my acting. I guess because before shooting in Tindi, I actually was in another Filipino independent short film called Filipino Beauty. So we shot it, but I think they're still doing the editing, and it's yet to come out. Oh. But that'll be the next one. And I've been doing the acting classes with Marianne Infante, and then she has written a play for all of us.
Oh yes, I saw it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so that's the project that I'm currently a part of that I'm excited about. Yeah, that's coming out on the 27th and 28th of March. So.
That's that's a stage play or is it a
that's
film?
That's a stage play. Yeah, so that'll be live, which is something completely different to, to film, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. Kasi yun ang tatanungin ko, which one is, siyempre, which one would be more challenging, which would be more fulfilling sa'yo, yung is a film or is a stage?
Oh, I think it covers different things. I feel like I've never done stage, so mm-hmm. I can't say what it'll be, how different. I think it'll be very different. I think a lot more nervous because it's like, one shot and that's it. But also I think it'll be quite exciting because, I guess it's the same difference as live performance versus recorded music, whereas like recorded music, you have the chance to get it, to absolutely where you want it to be, like perfect. You get a few different takes, whereas live, it's like go and, it's down to how much you prepared beforehand, how much you practiced, how much you did this, and it's all on the night, how well it goes and how the audience reacts with you and how you interact with everybody else. So it's a different feeling. I think after every live performance in music anyway, I always feel like, oh, I was so nervous, but that was so much fun. Like, oh, but like, why don't I do this more? Like, it's so much fun. But then it's like the preparation and lead up for it, it's a lot of effort and work and nervousness. But once you do it, it's, yeah, there's something different about, I guess, live. So I haven't experienced it yet with theater, but I think it'll be something similar. But also, because it's like a big cast, like normal, like when I've performed either myself or with a duo or at most maybe three or four people. But this one is like, there's nine of us plus everybody else that's, behind the scenes. So it's like more of a, I guess, a collaborative and like a bigger team effort. So I think it'll be a lot of fun. So, yeah.
So this is coming out this March. You're saying, is it in mm-hmm. March?
Yeah, March 27th and 28th. There's three shows. So
where will it be shown? I mean, saan gagawin yung play, stage play?
It is at the Factory Theater in Onehunga.
Ah, okay.
So yeah, yeah. But I think that, yeah, the details will be at the TKC Instagram. Yeah, yeah. That's where it's going to be. So, yeah, that's I'm excited for that. But I'm also working on my second EP and a few other songs that I want to release this year.
Okay. But,
yeah.
Mia, do you perform in live gigs, So any upcoming live gigs for your music that we can go and watch and experience your music?
I haven't got any lineup in the next month or so for my own project, my Ms. Mia one, but I think I have something. I'm trying to remember. I think on the 26th of July, we are doing a show with, with something they call Myth, and it's going to be at the, in Devonport, the Bunker Hill Unplugged. That'll be more like a collaborative one, but if there are any gigs, I normally would post it on my Instagram, or I'm working on a website which will be released soon, but yeah, once that's released, it'll all be in there.
That's good. Now, when you perform, no, in these gigs, is it you perform your all your original music and songs, or you do some covers, some, you know, interpretation of other artists' songs? Do you do that?
I mostly play my own music, pero now I'm, you know, more open and looking into doing a bit more covers on my live sets. I've done a few like live covers on like my Instagram, but not in my own gigs yet, I suppose. Oh. Yeah, but that is something that I'm looking at doing, you know, because I guess that when people know the songs as well, they like, and it's a different interpretation. Mm-hmm. It's something else. So yeah, that's something on my list of expansion, I guess.
So when you do these gigs, you play the piano or it's mostly guitar?
I have been playing the piano, but I sold my piano, my gigging piano last year, just because I was like, I'm big up, it's so heavy. So I was like, I'm just going to play guitar. But I am missing playing with the piano, so I don't know. I might just, yeah, it just depends. Because it depends on the venue, didn't it? Because sometimes it's, if it's a small venue, it's quite hard to have a piano in there and then balance it, you know, in the mix with an acoustic guitar and then the vocals. But mostly I've just been like, it's so heavy to carry around the piano, and that's why. But I think that I might change that, because yeah, I am missing having a piano. And it's different to interpret the, you know, some songs which I've written for guitar, for piano, and then having an acoustic version which is guitar based. But you know, it changes the vibe of it completely. Mm-hmm. But it's also a different interpretation of it, which is kind of nice too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mia, iba ba yung ano? Kasi I've seen artists with their parang yung keyboards nila naka parang gitara pero nakasakit. No? Iba pa ang sound noon sa piano or what?
Ano ba? I think iba pa rin eh. Yeah, I think that's more like a, I don't know. I haven't played that one. Like, it's more like a synth sound, which is fine. Depending on, so I guess the sounds that you're using. Most of mine are, I guess, I like the pure piano sound. Okay. Unless it's, or you know, something close to that. Mm-hmm. But you know, who knows, I may go that way.
Kasi you parang know, synthesizer parang the sound is
more electronic, I guess.
Electronic.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
So right now you are working on your next compilation of EPs, no? Ano na yung stage niya? Saan na siya? Tapos na yung writing? It's you're going to recording? Or anong stage mo na?
Ngayon, I've written a bunch of songs for it. But I still want to write more. Mm-hmm. And then select from the ones that I've written. Mm-hmm. But I think there's a few that I'm like, oh, this is definitely going in. But I guess... Yeah, I've written enough for, you know, for the next EP, but there's just more songs to be written for me. And then when I get to that stage, I guess it's like getting people's opinions on which ones should go to the recording process. Because not all of them will make it. And just selecting the ones that I guess fit the vibe and what I'm trying to say in that EP. I don't know, I'm sort of thinking it might be two, like part one, part two, but okay. I'll see. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about these songs na hindi napasama, parang discard, hindi diniscard mo siya? Di ba masakit yun? Parang tapos hindi siya kasali, parang ganun. How do you cope with that, Mia?
Yeah, I think it's not like hindi sila... So, like, I've got singles coming up this year that didn't make it onto my first EP. And it's not because they weren't good enough, because I really liked them, but they just weren't ready. They weren't at the stage of the production na they could be released. And parang also it was, I'd already moved on from that vibe, that feeling. It's like, oh, this is the next stage, so it doesn't quite fit in that. So, you know, even I guess it's like if you don't make the band, you can be a solo artist, diba? Parang gano. Like, they're more like, okay, if they don't make the EP, then you can be your own single, I guess.
Saka yung,
Saka
yung parang, who knows, diba? Yung parang, etong mga songs or music na hindi napasama. So, syempre, nasa ano mo yun, nasa baul mo, nasa tab. And then, years later, it will be discovered. Parang mga ganun, diba?
Yeah.
Yung ano.
Yeah. And I guess that's also pug live performances. I can play unreleased ones in those live performances. And often I do, because it's sort of like testing the material and testing if the audience relates. And it's kind of nice to have songs that I haven't released that I'm playing just for that show. Nah, it hasn't been out before. Yeah, so it's kind of nice to have those as well. So, yeah.
So, what are your future plans? Yeah, I mean, you've spoken about it, but are there anything else na aside from the extended the EP that you're working on and the theater that's coming up? Ano ba yung mga plans mo?
I think this year I guess building my catalog and seeing what comes my way. I haven't, I haven't got any future, any other plans yet for this year, but I find that it always sort of, a lot of it just comes all at once sometimes. So we'll see. Let's see what happens. But yeah, I think that there's enough for me to work on right now. Yeah, if anything else comes up, then I'll do that. But yeah, for the meantime, I'm just focusing on getting my releases. Yeah, I've got like 3 singles that I also want to release this year before the EP comes out. So so a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you very much, Mia. And I know it's been enlightening listening to you. And of course, I hope our listeners and our viewers will follow Mia on her Instagram account and also on Spotify, all the other streaming services, on YouTube, no? Para makita natin o marinig nyo yung musika ni Mia, no? Hindi natin, she's not an up-and-coming artist kasi artist na siya, hindi na siya up-and-coming. Talagang artist na siya, no? parang pinipaste lang niya yung mga releases niya. And all of your songs are in English, no? Wala kang Tagalog song?
Wala pa po. Actually, that's one thing that I do want to write at some point. Pero I can speak Tagalog, pero I think there's the certain expressions that I'd have to write in English first and then siguro translate or write with someone that's magaling sa Tagalog sa akin. Na yung mas malalim yung Tagalog. So, I think, otherwise parang, medyo hindi, it doesn't quite hit as hard. But yeah, that's actually another one my goals is to write in Tagalog or, you know, collaborate with other Filipino artists because there are some in New Zealand. But I think we all write in English. So, you know, kung merong Filipino artist na, you know,
to collab with,
I think it would be good to, you know, it would be good to write in Tagalog.
Yeah.
At some point, yeah.
I'm sure it will eventuate sooner than we think. Maraming salamat, Mia. All the best. I wish you in all your endeavors, your creativity, your inspiration. You're an inspiration to our community, and not only to the Filipino community, pero yung music community, no? Kasi nag-aano na tayo, we've broken the boundary, the borders, no? Nag-aano na tayo sa iba-ibang aspect ng ano. So looking forward to hear more of you in the near future. Maraming salamat sa iyo, Mia.
Thank you po.
Last message sa mga aspiring singers, songwriters, what would be your advice, Mia?
To keep on going even if it seems hard. Yeah, even if nothing's happening, just keep writing, keep performing, and yeah, keep the passion going, I guess.
Keep the passion, keep the fire.
Yeah.
All right. So, salamat din sa ating listeners and viewers for pinayagan nyo kami ni Mia pumasok sa inyong mga tahanan, sa inyong mga puso para sa edisyon ito ng ating Barangay New Zealand dito po sa PSTV Plus YouTube channel. Maraming salamat. Thank you. Take care and God bless. Goodbye for now.
I know a lot of things that you're probably going through, and don't nobody feel them like the way that you do. And you won't talk about it when I say what's up. I guess that means that you're down on your luck. No sunshine, just gray skies. And I know it's so hard just to stay alive when your whole life seems like one lie. But you can make it, all it takes is one try. It's your life. Everything don't always seem right. You don't always have to be right. You gotta be strong sometimes in your life. Fall down, just know it's alright. Alright, it's 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 alright, alright, it's alright, it's alright, alright.
Just close your eyes,
close your eyes.
Under these crazy skies, just dry your eyes,
just dry your eyes.
You can make it, baby. You can dream,
you can dream,
you can dream,
you can dream,
you can dream. Cause you can make it, baby.
It's just another day, so it's something new. So how you gonna act like it's all through? Everybody get clouds on a sunny day. It can always go good or go your way. They used to always tell me no, but I kept trying. By accomplishing my dreams and I'm still trying. If they say you can't make it, that's one lie. Cause you can do it, all it takes is one try. It's your life, everything don't always seem right. You don't always have to be right. You gotta be strong sometimes in your life. If you fall down, just know it's alright. It's alright, 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 it's alright.
Just close your eyes,
close your eyes.
Under these gray skies, just dry your eyes,
just dry your eyes.
You can make it, baby. You can dream,
you can dream,
you can dream.
You can dream,
you can dream.
Cause you can make it, baby.
Parang dahilan lang ang mga pangarap ko'y kay hirap abutin. Dahil sa inyo napunta ako sa aking nais marating.
It's your life. Everything don't always seem right. Don't always have to be right. You gotta be strong sometimes in your life. If you fall down, just know it's alright. It's alright, it's alright, it's alright,
it's alright,
it's alright, it's alright, it's alright,
alright,
alright, it's alright, it's alright, alright,
alright. Just close your eyes,
close your eyes.
Under this gray skies, just dry your eyes,
just dry your eyes.
You can make it, baby. You can dream,
you can dream,
you can dream.
You can dream,
you can dream. Cause you can make it, baby.
Parang kailan lang ang mga pangarap ko'y kay hirap abutin. Dahil sa inyo napunta ako sa aking nais marating.
Kaya nung bang magkaya na? ang pipili kong mahalin sa susunod na habang
pagmangina na iinitahan ka. Minamalas kasi wala na akong mahanap na iba. Pagmangina na iinitahan ka, minamalas kasi wala na akong mahanap na iba.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.